You're listening to The Naked Scientists. And now I think it's time for us to find out what has been going on in kitchen science. And this week, Dave asked us to get some bathroom scales. Don't stand on them. Put them in a plastic bag instead. Suck the air out of that bag with a vacuum cleaner, using a nozzle-type vacuum cleaner, not an upright one. And apart from getting a nice, clean set of scales, what have we seen? So, Dave, what are we up to?
OK, so we've got the set of bathroom scales in the bag. I've actually had to slightly nobble these bathroom scales in order to make them read sensibly, because they have this annoying tendency, so they only read once you've... Well, they'll only give you one reading for your whole weight, rather than giving you a constant reading. So I've nobbled them. There's how to do that on our website. So I've got them in with a board on the back, and I'm going to put the vacuum cleaner nozzle into the bag and then hold the bag up tightly round with my hands so it seals it round the nozzle. I'll turn on the vacuum cleaner. I'll reattach the tube to the vacuum cleaner.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yes, it does help if the tube does actually run out of the vacuum cleaner.
Yes, he had connected the vacuum cleaner to the tube. Anyway, let's try that again, shall we?
Okay.
Now we have it connected.
Try number two.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. It's a... Can you hear me over the sound of the vacuum cleaner? I don't know if you can, but the scales are going up and up. It's incredible. We're at 140 kilos. It's going up. Nearly 150. Oh, I think you might have broken it. I think they're not expecting someone that heavy to stand on your bathroom scales.
That was saying that there was 150 kilograms standing on the scales.
Yep, the scales were reading 150 kilograms until I managed to get rid of the last gaps in my system. I overloaded the scales entirely.
So what's going on?
Okay, basically, air, there's many kilometres of air above our heads. Air, although it feels very light, it doesn't feel like it's got any weight, actually weighs about a kilogram for every cubic metre. So if you've got several kilometres of that above your head, it actually gets quite heavy. The vacuum cleaner doesn't... when the vacuum cleaner pulls the air out of this bag, it means there's less air inside the bag than outside of it. So on the outside, the air is pushing in, and the air on the inside isn't pushing out quite as hard as it was. So there's a difference in the two forces. You get an overall force squashing the two pieces of glass together.
Oh, so that's why when the scales are just standing on the bathroom floor, because the air that's pushing down on them is also pushing back up when they're normally in a bag like that, you don't get any net force down on the scales. But as soon as you take all the air out, now the only force that's there is in one direction, atmosphere onto the scale surface.
That's right. And in fact, we weren't even sucking anywhere near like all of the air out of that. I can measure how much air this vacuum cleaner will suck out using this little gauge I've brought along with me.
This looks like a fantastic old thing. It's a circular gauge showing us how much of a vacuum you're creating. Let's have another go then.
I found it in a skip. Okay, so I've done the vacuum cleaner on again.
That's going up. We got to about am I reading that? It's about 700?
It's sucking out about a sixth of the air. So if we suck all of the air out of this bag, it would be about six times as much force as we're reading. So getting on for 900 kilograms of air on this area, which actually works quite nicely because there should be about 10 tons of air pushing down every square metre. So every square foot, about 900 kilos.
It's amazing to think, though, isn't it? You've got the weight of a London bus pushing down on every single one of us, effectively, haven't we?
Yep. If you work out all your surface area, at least that much pushing in on you.
And who'd have thought you could measure it with a vacuum cleaner and a pair of bathroom scales and a radio studio? But there you are. It's brilliant. Thank you very much, Dave. Details of how to do that experiment and some pictures of Dave performing on our website, nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.